Meeting to order. Like to welcome you to the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board meeting of August 18, 2023. And invite you to join me in the pledge of allegiance. You should pledge allegiance. Thank you.
It's your turn. We can have a poll for like 30 seconds. We have an echo issue that we need to make sure we're.
All right.
We're on the computer. I think we're good.
Raise echoing?
I think we're good now.
Okay, please no longer echoing.
I don't hear an echo anymore.
All right, let's do it. All right, let's go to the roll call.
All right, so for board members, we have Gary Bailey.
Here.
Marshall.
Present.
Randy Flores.
Present.
Martha Guzman Glover.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Sanabria, I did receive a message from Ms. Guzman Glover. She's on her way, but stuck on the 202 for a rec, so she should be here momentarily. So we'll have to just adjust the record when she arrives.
Tracy Mayfield. Branch McGannan.
Present.
And then we have Nick Goodman and Chase Turner reported that they will be absent today. For board member, or I'm sorry, board staff, we have Frank McGolly.
Present.
Kelly Shepherd.
Present.
Bruce Gwinell.
Present.
Rosa Rodriguez.
Present.
Isabella Legowski.
Present.
Myself, Heather Sanabria. And then for investigators, we have Helen Bordelon.
Present.
Lisa Travis.
Here.
Keegan McConnell. He's here. He stepped out. Okay. Alexandra Hill.
Present.
Kathy Bergeron.
Present.
And then out front, we have Amelia Heredia. For legal counsel, we have Elizabeth Campbell for Assistant Attorney General. You just announced that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here.
Thank you. Just for those folks on the phone.
We were just staring at you. Well, we're glad you're here. Glad everybody's here. It's nice to see Randy on the phone. Maybe here on the phone might be a better way to say that. All right, so we're moving forward. Because of our people moving around, we're going to jump number three and move down to number four. And come back to four is our executive director report.
Well, good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. As usual, I'd like to start my report this month with some good news, and I want to talk a little bit about. As you're aware, my desire to turn this organization into what we would call a customer service organization. And one of the things that staff have started to work on is really strategizing around what that means for us as an organization. Through good quality customer service, we should also be providing quality and timely service through world-class customer care, achieving our ultimate vision. I'm excited to share with you, after a very long period of time of receiving pretty poor Google reviews at 1 star, in the month of July, we actually received 3 new Google reviews that were all complimentary of our team, all of which were 5-star reviews. As we continue into this fiscal year, we are also working to find other ways to gather feedback from the public and our licensees on the service they receive from our team. And we are working to identify the right metrics to track this moving into the future. I had originally had on the agenda a financial update for both the months of June, closing out last fiscal year, as well as starting the new fiscal year, the month of July. The General Accounting Office has actually not closed last fiscal year's books yet. So we have not received our final reporting for last fiscal year. As a result, they are still have not closed the July books either within the new fiscal year. So hopefully come next month in September, I'll have a much larger financial overview for you. We do have one staffy update for you this month. This, as a matter of fact, today we are saying farewell to Adriana Gonzalez. Adriana was originally hired to the Barber Board and then made the transition to the Consolidated Barbering and Cosmetology Board. The leadership team is incredibly proud of Adriana for pursuing her career goals as she achieved a promotion
within another state agency. It's always tough for us to say farewell, but I'm really proud that we are creating an organization of growth and opportunity where other state agencies want to hire members of our team. So I wear that as a badge of pride for this organization. But like I said, it's always tough to lose a good staff member. Moving into our testing data, we had in the month of July, we had 685 candidates tested through the written practical with an average passing rate of 75%. You can see on the screen where those pass rates fell within the different, the varying types of tests that are offered. At this point, or I should say as of August 4th, we have 687 candidates that have scheduled a date to test into the future from August 4th to January 2nd was the furthest one out. 324 of those were written practicals. Of that, we do have 3 Cosmos and 1 Nail Tech in that written practical Spanish that launched in May. Additionally, 363 have scheduled their theory test. Beginning with the month of July, our new state fiscal year, I am adjusting my data reporting to the board to cover the prior month, and to include more organizational information about the demand to us as an organization for new licensure. So as you can see, in the month of July, we received 395 new exam applicants. We approved 368 of those with an average approval time frame of 2 days, where our target is 14 days. And at the end of the month, we did have 27 incomplete applications. As a friendly reminder to the board, those incomplete applications are not incomplete on behalf of us as an organization. They are incomplete as in we are waiting on additional information from the applicant themselves when applying to us. For establishments, we received 111 new establishment applications. We approved 72 of those with an average approval time frame of 4 days. And we had 39 that remained incomplete at the end of the month. Those 39, there was one for an LLC issue related to the documentation they provided, but the other 38 were due to that Secretary of State trade name issue that we have talked about a number of times at this table. Finally, we received 184 reciprocity applications. We approved 112 of those on an average of about 7 days. We're working on refining that data just a little bit more, so I'm saying approximately 7 days. And 72 of those are incomplete. Again, here, the incompletes mean that we are awaiting their certification from the other states so that we can get them licensed here, but continuing to do very well overall there. I really want to point to and celebrate those establishment application numbers at 4 days. As you know, when I arrived here, it was 18 weeks to approve an establishment application. We got that down to, less than 21 days, and then we saw an increase through the spring. We changed that. We identified failure in the process. We problem solved it. We corrected the failure in the process. And for the entirety of the month of July, we were at an average of 4 day approval time. I'm excited to share with you, this will be our final report of that 2022 establishment backlog that we talked about, where we had identified that huge number, the 628 that we identified as an issue. As you can tell, every single one of those applications has been contacted by this organization a minimum of one time. As a result of that, we have been able to issue 206 of those licenses. 105 of those are pending, 310 of them canceled their application, and we refunded 7 of them. So at this point, we have no outstanding communication on behalf of this organization out to these individuals. It's possible that some folks might come in as a result of finding an email from us or receiving a phone call from us that the number issued might increase. But at this point, we are considering the project closed from the standpoint of proactive communication with them. At this point, we've done our part to attempt to cure these applications, and we will receive, again, we may anticipate some additional folks to come in and provide the information, and we get those closed out. Our customer care update for the month of July, our call center received 2,607 phone calls with an average wait time of 8 minutes and 14 seconds and an average handle time of 5 minutes and 51 seconds. Making an interaction time of 14 minutes with the organization. Our really audacious goal of 10, our target here is 10 minutes. We're going to continue. That is not going to be a this month, next month, or even this calendar year. This is something I hope to achieve sometime middle of next year. I think it's also important to note here, we struggled mightily in the month of July with staffing in our call center. We've had some significant absences. We're working through what that means for us as an organization, some of those types of things. But I remain incredibly proud of that team, because even with the attendance issues that we had during that month, still being at 14 minutes for an interaction time and an average wait time of only 8 minutes from where we were at 16 months ago to where we're at today is huge. Our email inbox, we received 397 emails with an average response time of less than 24 hours. I achieved a goal. I know I shared with the board last month that I spent 2.5 of those weeks myself responding to those emails, but we kept it at that less than 24 hour mark. Finally, I do want to begin sharing updates on our compliance team data. For the month of July, we received 86 consumer complaints. Of that, 34% were with merit and assigned to an investigator to investigate them. On top of that, this incredible team, our team of the year from the June meeting, conducted 350 routine inspections of licensed establishments in the state. And I'm excited to share that we had of that 350, 85% of those were compliant with the statute and rules. On top of that, we conducted, on top of the 350 inspections, we did conduct 23 investigations. Wanted to provide the board with a quick update on the rulemaking process. The notice of docket opening was filed with the Secretary of State on August 3rd. The notice of published rules will hopefully occur on September 26th with a public comment period from November 26th to October 26th. With oral proceedings occurring across the hallway in Boardroom B on October 26th at 10 a.m., providing that opportunity to receive feedback from licensees and the public on the proposed rule changes. The notice of final rules will be made in November of 2023. And hopefully in December, where we do have a question mark here, that we will receive the governor's office approval to send that to the governor's regulatory review council in the month of December. If we get that approval, we will be on the GRC meeting, the governor's regulatory review council meeting, to present our rule changes and hopefully approval from them also in December. From the time that we receive GRC, Governor's Regulatory Review Council approval, it is approximately 90 days for the Secretary. It's 60 days for the Secretary of State to publish those rules and make them final, meaning we begin to implement them and adhere to that administrative code. It's very important for the board and the public listening to this at this point. All of these dates from the second bullet down are subject to change. Very, very important. This is what we are marching to. This is what we are planning for, but anything could change because there are a number of other organizations that are involved in this process, if you will. So I want us to be cautious of, those dates and know that they could change, but we are marching and that is moving forward as we go. Finally, our next six meeting, September 15th, is our next meeting at 9 a.m. I would like to, through the rules process, staff have identified a significant number of legislative changes that need to be made to fully consolidate and update our efforts. With your consensus, I would like to recommend that we seat a legislative subcommittee at the September meeting. I have received interest from a few folks outside of the board that are interested in that work. And I would like to solicit three volunteers from the board because we have to be careful about quorum items. We can only really have three members from the board on a subcommittee. Otherwise, it becomes a full board issue. So please give it some thought between now and next meeting in September. And I would anticipate at this point, because we've already done a significant amount of the legwork on the legislative changes that need to occur, I would expect a 2 to 3 meetings, so like late September, October, and November of about 90 minutes. We can discuss once that's seated what those meetings look like, if we do them virtually, if we do them in person, if we do them after the board meetings. We can talk about timing of all of those things once we identify who those 5 members are. But I don't anticipate it being a heavy, heavy lift for the board at this point. Because again, just like we did with the rules, we're doing the same thing with the legislative changes. With that, Mr. Chair, members of the board, that concludes my report for this month.
Good. Those are impressive numbers, and I'm sure the public has recognized the changes that are being served. And it will build confidence in the public that we're here to help grow this industry and to make it safe for everyone. So those are good changes. I congratulate the staff and management on some things that they've done that have caused this to happen. Because as you all know, about a year ago, or a year and a half ago, we were pretty bad. That's what's everybody. At least we were bad with everybody else. So great, but good work. All right, let's go back to 3. Trist is here and ready to vote on everything that you can think of, right?
Yep.
All right, so I'm not sure which ones we have. I know we're okay with June. We have enough people for June.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, when I look at the makeup of the participation at the May meeting, we would need Chase and Nick to approve those minutes. So they are absent today. So I do not believe we can approve the May minutes. When I look at the makeup of the June participation, I do believe we have the right combination of folks to approve those minutes. And then we have July meeting minutes. We would also need Nick for those minutes, and he is absent today. So I believe the only item that we can consider today would be the June 16th, 2023 minutes.
And, okay. I know I'm new here, and I certainly don't mean to change the procedure, but because you do have a quorum, you can go ahead, and it is many boards' practice to go ahead and approve the minute. You'd have to do it separately, though, because traditionally the members that were not present at that particular meeting just abstained, but an abstention counts towards the quorum. If you'd like to do it that way, or if you'd like to just wait, up to you guys.
I'd rather clear it up. Okay. We don't benefit from
So we'll do them each separately. The way I understand that, then we'll do each separately, and those who were not at that meeting will abstain from those votes. I like it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's a lot. All right. So let's do the first piece, which is discussion consideration and possible action on approval of the regular board minutes for the May 19th, 2023 meeting. Do we have a motion from someone who is attending that meeting?
I move that we accept the board minute for the May 19th, 2023 meetings.
Second. Marshall Knox.
Perfect. We have a motion and second. All in favor who were there, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any that disapprove? Hearing none, we pass that.
And you're sorry, let's identify who the abstentions were. So we'll do the yays, the nays, and the abstentions separately.
Can I do roll call? Would that be better for you?
I think if I just poll and I can tell you guys who that may. I just need a little more time to record it.
I was here.
I think the only one who wasn't here was maybe Brandon.
So our abstentions would be Brandon and Brandy.
Yep. Yep.
There you go.
Thank you, Brandy.
And it's not correct, Mr. McMahon.
Yeah, yes. All right, that was that. So now we move to discussion, consideration, possible action, approval, regular board minutes of the June 16th, 2023 meeting. Do I have a motion?
I motion that we approve the minutes of the June 16th meeting.
A second.
The motion and a second. All in favor who were there, say aye.
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 Yeah, aye.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, so I believe that, well, again.
So our abstention in this case would be Brandon.
Okay. Yes.
We haven't even started yet.
Perfect. All right, we good?
Yep. I got her.
Next one, discuss consideration possible action approval regular board minutes for the July 21st, 2023 meeting. We have a motion.
I'd like to approve the minute for the June meeting. July meeting, sorry.
A second. Good motion and a second. All who are there, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
So our abstentions for the month of July would be Trista and Brandy.
And Ms. Guzman Glover, do you abstain? And Brandy, do you also abstain?
Yes.
Thank you. All right.
Very nice. Thanks not to drag that forward. All right, next item up is board members declaration of the conflict of interest in today's agenda. Does anyone have a conflict of interest to declare?
None for me.
All right, hearing none, then we assume we have none today. E, welcome visiting Barbara and cosmetology students and instructors. I know we have instructors out there. I don't get ever tell students how that's. So if you're an instructor, would you raise your hand, please? And tell me where you're from, starting on this side, going that way.
I am an employee, a licensed instructor.
We appreciate you.
Not with any school.
And behind you?
Thank you. I'm Pernita Wallace. I'm a licensed instructor, trusted school.
All right. Good to see you back there, Peter.
I'm going to speak on behalf of the program. All of us. Gateway Community College.
Yeah, great. Good to see Gateway. Anybody else?
It's a friendship from Eben.
From Eben, very nice. Great. Well, we really appreciate your participation. I think it's important that you understand what we do here so that you can relay that back to the students so they can better understand take away the monster image. We're not monster containing. Any students out there today? Okay, let's get that back. That's some of the students come in. It really helps them. We appreciate you. All right, that moves us down to the consent agenda.
Good morning. Good morning. Step 1A, recommended dismissal. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1A, recommended dismissals have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary actions.
Do we have any board questions on the dismissal recommendation? Brandy, any questions?
Nope.
Thank you. Do we have a motion regarding staff recommendation of the dismissals?
I move that we accept motions this one.
Okay, go to second.
Second, Martha Knox.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
That was the first aye or second aye? Are you for or against?
I'm for.
Thank you. I knew you would be, but all right, so we accept staff recommendations on all the dismissals. We move now to the non-disciplinary letters of concern.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1B, recommended non-disciplinary letter of concerns, have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary action.
Does the board have any questions about Step B, the non-disciplinary letter of concerns? Brandy, do you have any questions?
No question.
Thank you. Do we have a motion regarding Step B?
I move that we accept staff recommendations under Step 1B, recommended non-disciplinary letter of concern.
Second.
The motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone dispensing? Then unanimously, we accept staff recommendations for Step B. Please.
Step 1C, recommended informal interview with negotiation firm. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1D, recommended to I project. Step 1C, recommended for informal interview with the negotiation terms. have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary actions.
Does the board have any questions about step C? The informal interview terms, if any of the cases that we reviewed, anything we want to discuss at this point? Brad, do you have any questions?
No.
All right. So then do we have a recommendation or a motion?
I move that we accept staff recommendation that the step one C recommended informal interviewer and negotiating firm.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Does anyone dissent? Hearing no dissension, we unanimously accept all cases in the
Mr. Chair, members of the board, that brings us to the next section of our agenda, and we have to wait 2 whole minutes before we can start that section.
All right,
we'll have a 2 minute refill. How about that?
Pretty good planning.
I don't know. It's almost like we planned it that way.
That is going to work. We will pause for 120 seconds.
Friendly reminder to board members, because we do have virtual participation today, to when making motion to please identify yourself for the record.
Right. We'll do it. And being 9:30, according to the magic clock on the wall, then let's go to A and Q. Review discussion possible action on random inspection with board order and consent agreement. Our case number 97915 and 97915. There you are.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, on case number 97915 and 97916, Ivy Chow Tran, license number 518-0057 and 318-01104, at the April 21st, 2023 board meeting, responded, appeared, involuntary, answered questions to the board. The board moved to assess a civil penalty of $1,000, and the respondent was supposed to submit completion of the infection protection review class within 90 days of signing the consent agreement, and was placed on a 12-month probationary period for random inspection to be conducted. The respondent accepted the terms of the consent agreement and paid the civil penalty. She also submitted proof of the completion of the infection protection class on August 10th of 2023. Respondent was also required to come into compliance with the licensing department, which was she was supposed to submit a salon application for the John Ivy establishment. On June 13th, the salon application was approved and 2 licenses were issued, SNC 20337 and SAES 23761, and have an expiration date of June 13th of 2024. On July 25th of this year, board investigator Lisa Chavez random inspection of the establishment, and she will be reporting her findings.
Yeah, we had our stuff. So it's not swearing the staff at the stage?
Sure.
I think that'd be a good point if we're right here. All right, so let's, you swear the testimony you get today, we testimony or affirmation you get today will be truthful.
I see you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And we'll come back and get the rest of the staff.
So on July 25th, hello, Chairman Begley and members of the board. So sorry, good morning. My name is Mr. Chairman. On July 25th, so upon entering the establishment to conduct the random inspection, I was in two male techs, one female and one male, that was providing sanitary services to two clients. The respondent, Ivy Tran, recognized me and said something to the two male techs. They quickly ran out the back door of the salon and did not return during the rest of the inspection. The result of the inspection was unsatisfactory due to the sanitation and licensing violation. The following violations were Ivy Tran station drawers had male desktop equipment inside the drawer. No wet disinfectant setup. Inspection was conducted around 4 p.m. Unenclosed towel testing. Two unlicensed individuals were found providing services to clients. No identification was provided and no license provided. You can see the photograph if you also needed that. I provided the owner and manager with the inspection report and educated them on the following violations before leaving. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
Does the board have some questions about this?
This is the re-inspection after we had already inspection.
Correct.
She got their attention, that's for sure.
So,
with the manager there, the one that came in with her,
Brian Schumacher,
yeah. Kathy,
but, oh, okay. As well.
Look like they're not in the kitchen.
We're going to find the recommended.
What are the goals here? We need to figure out what we want to do next.
Yeah, we need to figure out. We probably need to
have another series. Something.
Since she is currently on probation, is my understanding.
Right.
And I am assuming I did not see the consent agreement, but it's typical for a person on probation to have to comply with their board statutes and rules. So I'm guessing that she was, or this facility, this owner was required to do that. My recommendation would be to open a complaint for non-compliance. To include the allegations from one as non-compliant and then further to include the allegations.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think that from my perspective, I'd like to see them here and have it explained to me how this worked out that way. So how do we move forward to cause that to happen at this stage? Could we please?
Be a motion to open a complaint for non-compliance.
All right. I'll do that. I'd like to make a motion to a motion of non-compliance on case number 979.15 and 979.16. I want them to come for us. I want to have them settle. So do you get their attention?
So we've mentioned for a second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Randy, are you yes or no?
I'm an aye.
Thank you. All right, so we passed that. We want to open a complaint against them based on violation of their probation, and we want to have mandatory hearing. All right. Thank you, Ms. Shelton. All right, now we're at the informal. We were a little jumped ahead of the informal, let's check that. So we'll charge you that script. All right, it is now 9:36 on August the 18th. This is the time and place scheduled for the board's review of case for schedule for an informal interview pursuant to ARS 32-573. Finding this board chairman Begley, The other board members will now introduce themselves and to indicate whether they are a public member or a professional member. This whoever we should begin.
Trista Guzman Glover, public member.
Randy, would you?
Randy Flores, public member.
Thank you.
Brandon McFadden.
Professional
barber, license.
Marshall Knox, professional member.
Tracy Mayfield, professional member.
Thank you. Also present are the board's executive director, Frank McGolly, and the board's attorney, Elizabeth Campbell, from the Arizona Attorney General's Office. When your case is called, unmute your phone by pressing star six. Please be aware that we have read all the materials submitted. In order to give everyone the same opportunity to address the board, we ask those speaking not to take time repeating information the board's already received. You and your legal counsel, if applicable, collectively will be given time to address the board equal to the time it took to present the investigation report, or 5 minutes, whichever is greater. The board has a civility policy. We request that all participants conduct themselves in a professional manner, or we will end it. Once the board concludes its discussion with these parties, it will move into deliberations. While the parties are free to stay and listen to the deliberation, we ask that you respect the fact we are now discussing the case amongst ourselves and request you not interrupt that process. I'd like to now swear in the staffs who will be testifying today. Will the following compliance team members please stand and raise your hand? Rosa Rodriguez, Ellen Bordelon, Lisa Chavez, Keegan McConnell, Alexander Hill, Kathy Bergeron. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, Rosa Rodriguez.
I do, Alexander.
I do, Keegan McConnell.
I do, Helen Bordelon.
I do, Kathy Bergeron.
Thank you very much. All right, and that then brings us to in section 6A, cases with negotiation option. Do you want to review this?
So number one will be appearing, two appearing, three negotiated, four negotiated, number five will be appearing, six, seven, and eight are underdog, and number nine continues.
Staff did an excellent job viewing it. I know that normally we're a lot more, and based on the numbers we saw earlier, the work got done. Apparently, people were taking care of it. We appreciate that. Let's start with our first case, our case number 98105, OREV Salon, SCOS 20694, Test Reap, LLC owner, Wendy Kosar. License 5880354. Are you that person?
Yeah.
Come forward to this table of luxury in the front.
And Mr. Chair, members of the board, for the record, we do have an LLC attestation on file for this case.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
You. I have a partner, which is the owner.
It's a good thing. Hold your hand up. Do you swear or affirm the testimony of David, the truth and the whole truth? State your name.
Kathy Metzler. Wendy.
Good job. All right. So what we'll do is first have our staff review the case, and then I'll come back and ask you questions. Chavez, you're involved.
Good morning, Chairman Bentley and members of the board. Again, my name is Lisa Chavez. In March 2nd, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Otter Bay, Salon and Spa. I spoke with manager Terry Taylor, and then later on, after an inspection, to owner Wendy Folger. I identified the following anesthesia violation: 2 out of 4 shampoo bowls were contaminated with air, a large amount in the drain catch. 2 stations were found with anesthesia violation. Wendy Folger, license number 5880354. The license was posted and it expired on April 9, 2022. 3 station drawer, a 6-layer bed with her nail drill. Stephanie Burnett, license number 10501833, had in her drawer implements with tearing contaminant, tearing clippers in the storage. Kathy Menter, license number 1771819, her license was posted and it expired on March 30th, 2022. There's some photo screens for it to look over as well. You will see photographs done. Same day as the inspection, Lindsay Colter renewed her license, which now expires on April 9th, 2024. And on March 7th, 2023, Kathy Metzger renewed her license, which now expires in March 30th, 2024. I provided Terry, the manager, with the inspection report and educated the owner before leaving. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
Okay, does the board have any questions for the investigator?
So there were the sanitation issues and then the licensing issues, two of them are corrected now?
Yeah, that is.
They're expired when you went in, by how long?
So one of them was over the 10-month period, so that is 150 for that. And then the sanitation for the patient issues are 250.
Okay.
Any other questions?
So one was the 10-month and then the other one was?
It was under 10 months, so it'll be regularly a letter of concern.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other thoughts or questions for our investigator? All right, let's move these nice ladies. Have you had a chance to review this complaint and to see what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you have additional information you'd like to provide us?
I just have photos of what everything looks like now.
Okay, good.
If you
Tell me what you did that solved this so that the sanitation issues are.
Got the dust out of there. And my drawer does have comment by Joe on there. It's at the bottom of the drawer. So sure. It does look worse than it really. I mean, there was that.
Sure.
But I just make sure I got a little vacuum cleaner.
All right. So you went out and got a vacuum
cleaner? Yeah. I got a little vaccuum. And as far as the hair trap.
So the hair traps, can you have those hair traps underneath? We put in these little baskets to hold the hair. So the girls are not used to emptying that hair that's in the jug of crap and throwing in the garbage, which we do. I do every time because I need the water to go down. But it prevented us from, because the traps on the bottom are really hard to open a lot of the time and clean them out. So that's why we put the little, net trap on the top.
We have definitely pulled all the hair tests every time we're checking them.
And then Stephanie, I talked to her the other day because I was not in town, but she had left that day very ill, throwing up and whatever. So,
fever.
And then I looked at her where we have a little cubby. Right. And our cabinets are old anyway. We bought them old. But in the bottom, it looks like there's still hair in there because it's kind of sprayed, like lacquer. I poured alcohol and some other stuff to try to loosen it up, and it was hard to get out. Which, I think we took a picture of that, but it still looks like there's hair in there.
So I guess what I'm looking for is how would we come back in a month and it would still be open? What have you done to make sure that was the case?
Well, I guess hers, other than painting it, or putting in a piece of paper.
We both take on the responsibility to make sure the place is dead right now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so I'm looking for is that commitment.
Yeah.
To know that we're not going to have to.
Well, we've been doing this 20 years.
Good.
And so I'm doing a mistake.
It does.
Yeah.
So tell me about the life. How did they get so expired so long?
I've been doing hair for 46 years. I'm not used to the whole not getting notified, 2 years thing. And I'm 56 years old and I forget stuff. I don't know what to say about that.
Really?
Other than that. Because we've always had our license,
And it didn't feel like 2 years.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I was blown away when she saw that.
All right.
Me too.
Okay. Anybody at the board have any more questions? For the descendants.
Mr. Chairman, this is Brandy Flores. I had a question. And I might have missed it. Some of the is a little garbled being virtual, and my apologies for that. But I noticed the photos of the nail dust and the hair clipper situation look like it's, you know, months long of non-cleaning. Has that been taken care of?
They expressed that they had, yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good question. All right. So do we have a motion? We have two levels of motion, there's enough. First level is whether or not these things happen. Second is what we do about it.
I move that we adopt the findings as fact and to include them in the blog.
I second that. Brandy Flores.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. So we agree if this happened. Do we have a motion regarding the discipline of that?
This is Brandy Flores. I would make a motion to maintain a civil penalty of $400.
Okay.
Second.
A motion and a second. Yes. Yeah, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 I was wanting to pitch this for what they.
They're okay. Yeah, they're in your file. Did you?
No, the
said aye to her own motion.
I get that.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to see the pictures?
You say you have pictures of what?
Yeah, being granted, kind of right here.
I didn't get to get pictures. I don't have a picture of the nail.
Oh, no.
I want you to have.
As like that, you know, because we blow that out every day, but she loved, and she was very ill.
I mean.
Yeah, and again, I went over and looked at it. Because, I mean, if you go online and look at our Yelp reviews, they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're good.
And so we were filthy dirty. I don't think we've been in business for 20 years, so. Anyway.
But it's just like, it's just like when you're driving.
The most embarrassing thing for us, because we've been doing our business forever.
Absolutely.
But that order is different than that.
That is sharp, or you're not getting in there. No, it's just like you drive, and today you drove a little fast and you got caught. You know, usually do that, it's just like.
That is, yeah. So we're talking almost 50 years.
Yeah, we have no doubt you guys.
Why?
No doubt.
Here I am.
No doubt at all. We're glad you got it cleaned up. We know we can count on you.
And then she took a picture of that. After years, it wasn't as dirty. But it did, you know what I'm saying?
You guys are good. All right. Anyway, So you'll get a letter in the mail about it. And you can take care of it as 10, and then we'll move forward with all the details of you.
Okay. And so as far as the fee, do we pay it?
It'll come to you in the mail. You'll get a letter.
They already gave us, they sent out something for the $400 and it said come with a cashier's check.
Oh.
This is Delta Rodriguez. When they appear, we do a board order. So it's the difference. It's basically the same, but it's a different document that you need to sign. So I'll send it to you within 2 weeks.
Oh, so we did need to come today with the cashier's check.
If you would have agreed to negotiate before the meeting, then you, we would have.
Yeah, if you just. Makes perfect sense. It's important.
Thank you.
But we do appreciate you. You're what makes this industry a good industry.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for coming out. Good to see you guys. All right, our next case is case number 2, our case number 98127. Caitlin Rosa Barrett, 3210054. Ah, there you are. Come on up. All right, we start out with. You swear or affirm that this may get daily truthful.
I do.
And then state your name.
Caitlin Batch.
Beautifully done. Have a seat. All right, so we'll do the same thing. So I have Michelle there. Tell us what's going on. We'll come back to you and ask you. Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning, Chairman Beckley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Thomas. On March 8th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Summit Athletic and I spoke with owner Stephanie Furster about the mascot and it did not like the good board. I verified that Summit Athletic finds that license on the board licensing database system and determined that the licensee was working in an unlicensed establishment. The licensee was working that day and had fun.
Okay, this seems fairly simple. Any questions to the board first of all?
I'm sorry, this is 98127?
Certainly. All right, tell you that. So would, have you reviewed this complaint? Could you explain to us what's going on?
So I had started working at Summit Athletic February 27th. We had the inspection March 8th. I had no idea that this license was, the salon was a license. I came from a reputable dermatologist board certified for 2.5 years. I take my license very seriously. I would have never gotten hired or taken this position. After we got the inspection, and we got a letter about the status report, she freaked out and was just like, we're not a license. There's nothing to worry about. She just made it a very hostile environment that if we were to ask questions or anything, she's like, nothing's wrong. Those are just rumors. So I didn't know how to even find if it's true or not. And I ended my employment there on May 5th due to many other reasons. But yeah, I haven't gotten paid for the last 3 weeks of working there. There's just a lot of things. So, but like I said, if I knew at that moment, I would have gotten my license in trouble. I would have moved out and dealt with unemployment versus working in an unlike salon.
Yeah, they're playing it. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
The board have any questions?
So what the, do we have something for the establishment or is it?
No, apparently she was just an employee there and.
So you were working there?
Yeah.
The,
It was a medical med spa with a, RN that was doing different treatments and then she also did lasers. So that was something that wasn't regulated, but it was still in an unlicensed, establishment under other services.
Yeah, she really goes to license place. I'm sure that it was. So.
Yeah.
How long had you been working?
A week.
I think we have a motion on Ms. Guzman.
I have a motion that we did with this
case. I second that. Brandon McFadden. Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unanimously, we dismiss this case. We're sorry you went to bed time. We recognize that we did what all of us did. Keep up the good work. Yep.
Thank you.
To lose. And just look around. Was up there. We go. There'll be nothing on your record.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, our next case is number 5. INSB 085425. Demetrius Marquis, VAR-011211. Hello. Come up, please. Could I get your name pretty close?
Demetrius Marquis Chan.
Okay. You swear to the testimony, you swear or affirm the testimony you give today would be truthful?
Yeah.
State your name.
Demetrius Marquis Chan.
That works. Have a seat. I wasn't that for me. So Ms. Hale, you have some information for us.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Alexander Hills. On February 24th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of my insurance Barberco and spoke with the licensee. Licensee Demetrius Marquis was working at my insurance Barberco, an unlicensed establishment at that time. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Okay, this is solely a licensing issue.
And he's not the owner of the place. He was just working as a barber.
No, remember, my lover, that was a separate case that had been negotiated. Okay. So there is information here that I tried to bring down.
but did he own the Farber?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
And is it establishment license or a barber license?
Establishment license.
Did the problem, but keeps not going?
No, he is not over.
Okay.
He was just one of the ones that was on another, on the case from an establishment.
Correct. Member not that.
Sanitation was good in the shop?
No other violations were found, but the license.
Chair members, before I think, well, I'll clarify is there were two cases that you approved to move to this. The first case, the owner, the establishment itself negotiated and then under their probationary terms will pay a civil penalty at this point. Secondarily to that, the individual before you today was working in the unlicensed establishment, very similar to the prior case. The individual before you is before you for a violation of working in an unlicensed establishment.
Listen, one more step. With the lady, with the guy who got the wet sanitizer?
No, I think this is separate from that.
Yeah. Would you tell us your side of this?
My side of it, I wasn't aware that it was unlicensed. And then when I spoke with him, once I got the email later on, he said that he didn't know that he had to renew every 6 months with the license for the shop. But barber license, we're all licensed there. We just didn't know that he had to have the shop license every 6 months or renew it every 6 months.
You know what he's talking about? Is that real?
But it's not a 6 month renewal, but.
Once a year?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he told me 6 months. So I'm not sure. But he said he figured.
All right.
I'm going to be dismissed.
I motion that all papers say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, unanimously, we dismissed. Sorry, happened to you. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate your support.
Probably. Thank you.
Our next case is case number 85763, Raphael Taylor, VAR-010812. Raphael Taylor. If you're on the phone, star six. All right. Well. All right, so hearing no response, then I move the case number 85763, move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved are able to come into compliance for that.
Ms. Oliver, second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, so unanimously, we move that forward. Our next case is INFP-085426, Darius Lee Wicks, VAR-011336. Darius Lee Wicks. You're on the phone, star six. Darius Lee Wicks. All right, hearing no response, I move that case number INSP-085426 move to a formal hearing or in the alternative, accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as a resolution for the paper.
Ms. Oliver, second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any dissension? Hearing none, case number INSP-085426 moves forward to a formal hearing. All right, our next case is number 8, INSP-085427, Yashin Baki, VAR-012104. Movement, but they're taking. All right, Yashin Bhatti, you're on the phone, star six. Hearing no response, I move the case number INFP-085427, Move to a formal hearing or the alternative, accept the Stein consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Second.
Marsh Knox.
Marsh. I have a motion and a second on favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, this case is important. And that's the end of that. So now we're up to call for public comment. So do we have anyone present?
Oh. If I can have you read the.
I gotta read the.
After first, just so that everybody.
All right, so those wishing to address the board do not need your such permission in advance. However, the board may limit these persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number or a given on a given public matter. In addition, each person wishing to address the board will be in 5 minutes to do so pursuant to ARS 38-431.01H. The board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public comment matters are not listed on the agenda are limited to directly staff to study the matter or to schedule further discussion. So would you like to step forward and come to it?
It only takes 1 minute. I was just wondering. Maybe Jamie Waxman, I'm the program manager from Gateway Community College. Good morning.
Morning.
Chairman and members of the board. We were wondering if anyone would ever consider listing infraction numbers or something on each case so that when we're speaking to our students and things, even if it was dismissed, we would still be able to know what it was, if it was a sanitation violation or, you know, something like that. Because right now, just listing a name, and I mean, we specifically list the license, but we can't see what the infractions were.
Absolutely. That's just, I think we used to do that.
We will take that under advisement. There's some legal concerns related to that.
Maybe just keeping it generalized. Thank you.
Let's go to that. Anyone else like that? Tell us a story or anything? Nothing? Okay, well, we do appreciate your input. That's how we grow. Gives it, we can be more responsive to the needs of the public if we understand the need and of our life's needs. All right, well, we're at the favorite part of every meeting.
I move that we adjourn the meetings.
Sorry, the motion and second on favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, nobody wants to say it, so we're out of here. Thank you all.
We have a record.